Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Apostle Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning to God's Timing is Everything broadcast. We want to continue talking about a Heavenly Father, but I want to talk to you today about Him being our repairer. He's the ultimate carpenter. If your life feels like it's in shambles, He can repair it. Hallelujah. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. This is the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness. He can do that with you today. To undo the heavy burdens. He can do that. Let the oppressed go free. He can set you free. And He can break every yoke in your life. Hallelujah. In verse 12, He shall build the old waste places, where your life feels like it's a waste. He can make it beautiful again. Raise up the foundations of many generations. He can resurrect your trust, that you can trust people again. Even though some people let you down, he can restore the foundation of trust. Hallelujah, with people. And shall be called the repairer of the breach. Hallelujah. He wants to repair that connection between you and Him. Maybe in the things of the world, He wants you to turn away from it and get plugged in spiritually to Him. Restore the connection. Restore a path to dwell in. Give you fresh direction. He can do that. And verse 13, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath for doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath of the light, the glory, the holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor Him, not doing thy own ways, nor finding thy own pleasure, nor speaking their own your own words, you shall light yourself in Yahweh, and because you are right upon the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, the Father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. See, the Sabbath is real. It's a real time. Friday night from 6 p.m. to Saturday night at 6 p.m. It's a time at the end of the week when the Father wants to repair if necessary, to restore if necessary, and get us ready for the beginning of the week, which starts on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's a connection between the Sabbath and Sunday. If you want more power on Sunday, the first of the week, throughout the week, get with Him on the end of the week, on the Sabbath. It's a time that He set aside for us to meet with Him, and He can repair. You may be having problems on your job, and people come against you. Well, get into His presence. He can touch you anytime, but it's a special meeting that He has at Friday at 6 o'clock. So many people just bypass it and get ready for church on Sunday and for the week. Well, be with Him on the Sabbath, and you have a greater time at church on Sunday. There's a connection between the Sabbath and the first of the week. Hallelujah. Remember in Acts 16, Paul and Silas were arrested on the Sabbath, and on midnight, on Saturday night, which is Sunday, the first day of the week, is when the explosion came and freed them from the prison. Hallelujah. It's just so important that he's such a God of restoration. And at one day, he can restore at any time, but He just loves for us to be in His presence. He wants the greatest, what we did right during the week. Correct us what we did wrong, and just encourage us and strengthen us, refresh us for the beginning of the week. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but Yahweh shall rise upon you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. Remember, every time you see Lord capitalized in the Old Testament, it should have been translated Yahweh. And it's just so important. But Yahweh, is not a noun. It's an active verb where He actively moves for you when you call upon His name. And that's where Yahshua comes, is from the Yah and Yahweh, Yahshua. That was Jesus' name when He was on the earth. And it's still His name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then in chapter 61, verse 1, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Hallelujah. He wants to give you good news today. That He can restore your hope, restore your faith, restore your belief in Him, restore you maybe to a job you lost, and restore your position. Hallelujah. Restore you to a financial position that you had before you lost your job. Hallelujah. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Hallelujah. To proclaim liberty to the captives. He's not going to force you to be free. He'll give you the opportunity to proclaim liberty to the captives. And the opening of the prison to them that are bound. You don't have to walk out of prison, but he's opening the door for you to leave. He's just so good. He just wants to restore you today. He wants to refresh you today. It says in Acts chapter 3, the times of refreshing has come and restitution. People have taken money from you, and he wants to restore that back to you. People have taken houses from you, he wants to restore that back to you. People have taken jobs away from you, he wants to restore that back to you. He's a repairer. Hallelujah. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and a day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. He wants to comfort you. To point unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. What a trade. The oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah. Again, what a trade. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. What a trade. And he wants you to be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of him that he might be glorified. Hallelujah. And he wants to build the old place, the waste places. He wants to raise those part of your life that seems to be a waste, or you think your whole life is a waste. He wants to turn it around and show you how beautiful it is. Hallelujah. Raise up the former desolations. Maybe you've been desolated. Maybe you lost your job, lost your house. But he wants to raise you back up and even greater. He's the repairer. He's the ultimate carpenter. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you should repair the waste cities and the desolations of many generations. So many families going back generations have lost hope because they in the past, in a generation, they had no hope. And it just went right down to the current time. But God can restore. You know, maybe somebody says, nobody in my family has ever gone to college. Well, God can change that. Nobody in my life has ever been successful. He can change that. Not that you have to go to college to be successful, but using an example, it doesn't matter what's been happening generation after generation. He can break that generational curse. Hallelujah. In verse 5, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. You shall be named the priest of Yahweh. Men shall call you ministers of God. You shall eat the riches of the sinners, the Gentiles. And in those days, they couldn't be sinners. And the glory shall you boast yourselves. For your shame, you shall have double. He wants to repair that hope, that belief that, hey, you had shame, but I want to give you double for the trouble and for confusion. You shall rejoice in your portion. Therefore, remember when Benjamin came to Joseph with the other brothers, he got five times as much from Joseph as the other brothers. Therefore, in the land you shall possess the double for the trouble. Everlasting joy shall be upon you. Somebody needs to hear it today. He wants to give you double for the trouble. You've been believing, and the enemy, two-legged enemies came against you and knocked you off your job. But see, the Father gave you double for the trouble. He allowed it. Now he's going to show his glory more in your life by restoring you. Hallelujah. Repairing the situation. Hallelujah. He's just so good and so powerful. He's just so powerful. Turn me to the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. In verse 1, he came over to the other side of the sea, Jesus Yeshua did, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met a man out of tombs, a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. It was a hopeless situation. And his life was a mess. But Yeshua was ready to stand there on a shore and set the man free and repair his life. Verse 5, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Again, it might be an impossible situation you're facing, but Yeshua is walking to you today. Verse 6, and when he saw Yeshua far off, he ran and worshipped him. And cry with a loud voice, say, what have I to do with thee, Yeshua, son of the Most High? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. You see, the enemy is so scared of Yeshua walking towards him that he spoke to this man and said, hey, you're tormenting me, you see? And he tried to play games by worshiping him. Verse 8, and he said unto him, come out of him, out of the man, the unclean spirit. And he said, what is your name? He said, my name is Legion, for I'm many. And verse 12, the devils who saw him, he sent us into these pigs. And he did. And the pigs went off the hill and so forth. But Yeshua got the whole glory. And he restored this man. Verse 14, and they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And he went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Yeshua and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, they were afraid. Because he restored, he repaired the man. And he can do the same thing for you today. Just don't give up hope, you know. Emmanuel means that our God, our Yahweh is with us. He's with you. He's inside of you. And great is he that's in you than he is in the world. If he before you, who can be against you? Nothing can separate him from your love. You're more than a conqueror through him. But he wants to repair the things that are troubling you. And even for decades, you know, it'd be bothering you. Maybe it's your body that needs to be repaired. He's the ultimate healer, and that's what he did here. And next broadcast will talk more about him repairing, especially in the area of healing. And he wants to heal you right now. Hallelujah. What he's done for others, he can do for you. But you have to receive it by faith. Know that he is our healer. By his stripes, we were healed, Peter said. By his stripes, we were healed. Scientists have put all diseases into 39 categories, and Yeshua was whipped 39 times, one for each category. Whatever you're facing in your body today, he can heal you. He's the ultimate repairer. Whatever situation you are in, that's in your life, and people come against you, he can repair it. Maybe people have gone to your boss and told lies about you, and the connection between your boss is broken. Well, he can repair it today. That's a word for somebody out there, because he's the ultimate repairer, the ultimate carpenter. So just put your hand on the radio and just pray with me. If you're driving, it's difficult, just pray with me anyway. Father, just thank you for the people that are listening out there, Father. I already broke all generational curses. So, Father, I'm asking you to heal them, touch them, minister to them in a special way. Bring your healing anointing on them right now, Father. Touch them and raise them up. Repair their lives. Repair them in their mind. Repair them in their bodies. Repair them in their finances. Give them houses where they lost houses. Give them jobs where they lost jobs. Oh, Father, only you could do it because you're our daddy. We look unto you, and I believe for miracles right now in the name of Yeshua. Receive your miracle and testify. Let us know. I want to tell you some more about a ministry. This is Apostle Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. That's 772-801-3677 if I can help you. I have a website, www.henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages on there. Click on messages. I've written three books. First is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yahweh, which are not just for the Jews, it's for all of us. And Yeshua himself fulfilled everything major he did on the feast days. I can show you in the feast days when he was born, when he died, when he rose, when he was circumcised, when Jericho came down to. It's all on the feast days. And also I've written a book called Noon, which talks about different months of the year in his calendar and the blessings that are contained in those months, and also different hours of the day when he moves the most. And it's all backed up by the Bible. He did certain things in certain hours of the day, and he wants to do it again. And the months of the year, he has certain blessings he wants to repeat. And my third book is Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You can get these books by going to www.tatepublishing.com, tatepublishing.com. Click on books, do a search, Henry Space Walker, and you see the books. Make sure you get Noon, the second edition. It got even more into it, more scriptures. And you can download Noon, the second edition, and the Mystified Trinity at a reduced price right then and there. You can get all these books at a reduced price through me on a quantity basis for your church. Just call me. Hallelujah. And if you want to make a financial donation, tax deductible donation, you have the address at the end of the broadcast. And we just want to bless you. Remember, the next time, greater is your Father in you than he is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177. Good Country Homestyle Cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30.